My name is Jeff Boyce. I'm a volunteer with No More Deaths in Tucson.
What are some of the things you've experienced in terms of enforcement in the past few years, even before this new bill came into reality?
SB 1070 is getting a lot of attention, and people are, I think, rightfully outraged, not just in Arizona, but all over the country about it. It's an extreme law, but it's in no way a paradigm shift from the kinds of policies and practices and laws that are already in place and the kinds of things that we've been seeing in southern Arizona and along the border for years and years. The kinds of racist and white supremacist implications of the law really lay bare the degree to which our immigration policies are an extension and continuation of colonialism here in this region. In Nogales, we work and do advocacy for and interview people who are leaving Border Patrol custody. And a lot of them are people who are trying to cross the border and their homes are further south in Mexico or elsewhere. A lot of people, their homes are in Phoenix or are in Los Angeles or are in Denver or other communities in the U.S. And the entire suite of immigration law in this country is incredibly violent in terms of its implications for people who are undocumented. We see the implications of that. The Obama administration's been deporting about 1,000 people a day the last 15 months now.
Wow.
SB 1070 is certainly bad, but it's simply exacerbating a situation that's already incredibly violent.
What types of things are people doing in Arizona to combat these policies, and do you support the calls to boycott Arizona-based businesses?
When you called for this show, I was in the middle of a student meeting on the U of A campus, University of Arizona campus, that was organized to try and develop a response here at the university that's student-led. The president of the U of A has committed to cooperation with the law, and folks here are trying to organize against that. All last week, there were student walkouts. High school students really led the charge in opposition to the law. Wide sectors of the community are coming out against it and encouraging active resistance, which could take a variety of forms. Obviously, non-cooperation with the police is one. But in terms of a boycott, the group I'm speaking for, No More Deaths, is a community-based consensus decision-making organization, and we haven't yet had the time to endorse any specific tactics. I think we all share opposition to the law. But personally, I absolutely do support the boycott of the state of Arizona. I think it's really important to put pressure on the government and the people implementing this law to the greatest extent possible. They've not simply declared war on immigrants and people of color and others. They've also been attacking education. They've been removing children from health care programs and things like that. We in Arizona, I think, need to continue developing strategies of resistance, but one of the ways that people can support us is to boycott the state, absolutely.
Has No More Deaths come under attack from law enforcement? Do they pass specific laws to try to go after the humanitarian work you're doing?
In very limited ways. We've had volunteers prosecuted on several occasions for a variety of things, for transporting people to hospitals, for putting water out in areas where people are crossing and dying from dehydration. But the kinds of risks that we've been subjected to are relatively minor compared to people who are literally dying as a result of militarized immigration enforcement here on the border and the hundreds of thousands, millions of people who have been taken from their homes and families off the street, from their workplaces, from their schools, and deported. So, you know, if folks want to know more about No More Deaths, we take volunteers from all over the country and try to do solidarity work here on the border with folks who are undocumented. Our website is www.nomoredeaths.org.